The northern sky is a beautiful thing, Macintosh.
None of you will get my kingdom. I leave you nothing, and I wish you plague.
Leon, I want you to teach me how to be like you.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
All right, those movie clips, you recognize them? Go to thetakeaway.org and weigh in on your sort of identifications of those movie clips. Kind of our trivia challenge for you this week. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, joins us in the studio. Good morning, Rafer.
Morning.
And Kristen Meinzer, of course, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So we got two movies to talk about, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D, which is a bit of a satirical commentary on all the movies, right?
Yes.
And Tower Heist, which I have to say I'm looking forward to. It seems to be a send-up of the Ocean's 11, 12, 13 kind of heist sort of movies. And let's begin with A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. I won't play a clip yet. Tell me about this movie. Kristen?
This is a movie about Harold and Kumar a couple of years after the last movie. Their relationship has fallen apart. They haven't talked for a while. And they reconnect through the magic of Christmas and, of course, marijuana and Neil Patrick Harris.
All right, let's hear the clip.
What can I do for you, my burglars of turd?
I hope you're still alive.
What are you talking about?
We saw you get shot, remember?
You have to be more specific.
In that whorehouse?
In Texas.
You branded a prostitute.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a little bit, Rafer Guzman, of Dumb and Dumber meets a kind of an international flavor, right?
Yeah, sort of.
And does it work? Do Harold and Kumar pull it out for the next franchise?
You know, I mean, it's a Harold and Kumar movie. I mean, it's going to be hit and miss, and you just hope that some of the hits are funny enough to make up for the misses. A lot of the comedy is very broad, and you've got Neil Patrick Harris pretending not to be gay, as you've seen in the trailers. Probably,
right.
You know, Harold and Kumar go on a drug trip, and they turn into claymation figures, that kind of stuff. I always like the racial jokes in the Harold and Kumar movies. Those are the ones that are not the big laughs, but those are the ones that always strike me as funny, and all that stuff is here again in this one.
And funny because it's subtle, or funny because it's like, no one else will say that stuff? It's not Borat quality, right?
No, it's sort of, I don't know how to explain it. It's a magical way they do it, Harold and Kumar.
I think they're making fun of stereotypes, and that's what's amazing. They're drawing attention to really dumb stereotypes.
By embracing them.
Yes, and totally... taking them to the next level,
Kristen,
and making fun of them.
You just said amazing. Is that how you describe this movie?
You know, I was really looking forward to this one, John. We've talked about this one a lot. But there are two things I really love about Harold and Kumar. Neil Patrick Harris and the race jokes. And there weren't enough of either in this for my taste.
And the 3D thing? Boy, how did that work?
You know what? They actually spent a lot of money on 3D. They filmed it in 3D, which is more than you could say for, like, you know, Clash of the Titans. The 3D effects are really good. You know, it's all blowing smoke rings at the audience. But, I mean, it's still the pristine 3D in this.
All right. So Tower Heist, the next movie. How can this go wrong? Alan Alda, Eddie Murphy, and Ben Stiller.
In a robbery, things can change quickly. You can go from hot to cold, just like that. You have to be able to think on your feet. I was on a job a few days ago where my homie got shot in the face.
He's kidding, right?
Get shot in the head, it's over.
If you get shot in your head, it's over. If you get shot in your face, the bullet will go in your cheek, then come out the other side.
Oh, my goodness. So, Kristen, what do you think? Tower Heist? Great premise.
It's like you have a character who's kind of a thinly veiled Madoff, played by Alan Alda, and you have people who kind of got screwed out of their pensions by him trying to take their money back in a heist. And I love the premise, love the cast. But I have to say that a lot of it was undermined for me by what I consider really, really not smart enough jokes about Gabourey Sidibe's size. She was only on screen to make fun of the fact that she's large. And the angry black man stereotype that Eddie Murphy kind of wore out in my taste about 20 years ago.
Rafer?
I actually really liked the movie. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it really reminded me of a throwback to the old action comedies of like the 70s and the 80s. I really enjoyed it. It's got like a big brassy score. It's got a really good cast. It's funny. It's flashy. I had a great time.
The angry black man thing works for you, Rafer? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I like Eddie Murphy, and, you know, this is not his big comeback. You know, I think we all, every time he does a movie that's not Norbit, we think he's going to do a comeback. But, you know, this is not it. But he's still good, and I think he's very funny in it.
All right, split decision on Tower Heist and unanimity on A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. You talked with Mindy Kaling this week, Kristen, right?
Yeah, there's a special, later on today, you'll be able to hear the full interview for a special movie date, but...
On the web, on the podcast, right?
Yes, and we talked a lot about race, for example, Hollywood. And I told her at one point as a kid, I used to look forward to the ancient Chinese secret Kelgon commercials because there just wasn't enough people of color.
Well, let's hear your conversation. She's from the 40-year-old virgin, No Strings Attached, TV's The Office, very talented writer and a performer. Here she is.
Maybe it will be a new stereotype that my kids will be like, Mom, I can't believe you played a dizzy Asian. That's so awful. And we learned in women's studies class that that's a terrible example. But I would tell my daughter that didn't exist when I was growing up. So I created a stereotype, which is now, if I can be creating stereotypes for my future generation, that would be a great thing for me.
Listen to the full interview with Mindy Kaling talking with Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, of course, on the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.